Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The listeners are demanding that we get car borrowing guy on the show. I don't know how you do that.
We do have his number.
I'm not sure I want to encourage
text him
Johnny to have further contact with him.
Because right now he doesn't have Sook's number.
Well, I started parking on the other side, too, where he came. Because normally I park right by the street there. I've moved to the other side because, quite frankly, I'm not interested in one of two things. Either A, Johnny becoming angry that I didn't text him back and he lights my car on fire. And number two, him going squatter's rights and just taking my car and being like, well, I really wanted it, so therefore I took it, which you said it's a very Portland thing for someone to give away a car. I disagree. I think it's a very Portland thing for someone to just take a car because they want it. So I'm not really trying to encourage Johnny at this point.
How about this?
Any communication.
Can we use Isaac's phone number to text him and inquire?
Yeah.
No.
You feel free to do that. I'll give you the number. You can reach out to him.
I'm going to text from Joe Fisher's phone.
Even better.
Let's do it.
I like that.
Yes. Joe Fisher, if you're listening, come on in at the break.
I would be intrigued by his thought process of what are the chances he thought that I was just going to be like, you got it, buddy. Brand new. I've only had it for like 2 weeks, but you know what?
He spent enough time that he didn't think the chance was 0%.
No, I mean, it's a nice, well thought out long note. I'd also like to know if he really, if he meant to write something else or if indeed he put on there that he got his GED. Because
I was wondering if he said he got GPS, so like he would know where he's going with your car.
It's tough to tell.
But I don't know.
The note is, I think that he wrote that like standing up. I don't think he sat down like with a desk in front of him and whatnot.
All right, play-in tournament is underway in the NBA.
I think it's been pretty interesting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. The Laker game was great, except for Zion blowing out a hammy again. The Sixers game yesterday was great.
Was it his hammy that he blew out?
Yeah, he popped a hammy.
I'll tell you what, dude. That peak Zion.
Dude, he's unbelievable.
We forgot how good peak Zion is.
Before he got hurt the last time, he was on pace to break an NBA record for efficiency. And like no one notices him because he's down there in New Orleans and he's kind of in and out of lineups. But when he is on, he can't be stopped. He is unbelievable, but he can't stay healthy.
Would there be any circumstance in which you'd invest in that guy?
No.
Just
no. At this point, what?
Just none, huh?
I'm not
talking about like a Russell Wilson type situation where he just you know it doesn't cost you anything to get him. You're gonna have to invest in him. I mean, still, what is he? 24?
He's super young. Yeah, he's 23 years old. He'll turn
23.
He'll turn 24 in July.
So there's no way you would invest
in
that guy.
I understand what New Orleans is doing because guys like that don't come along. Right? Like we were talking yesterday, we had Sean Hyken on and we were kind of doing the Blazers recap thing. And it drives me batty a little bit when like we talk about Anthony Simons and Scoot and Indiana. Like they're all fine players, but you don't win with good players in the NBA. You win with stars. You win with guys. And Zion is a dude. He is that guy. So I understand why if you're New Orleans, you roll the dice. You're like, hey, we've got one. We just have to keep him healthy. But at 23 going on 24, I don't think he magically decides that he's going to get his weight down by 40 pounds. I don't think magically he's going to decide that he wants to take care of his body. And by the way, all those things may be moot because he may just have one of those bodies that doesn't work. It's too big and it's too explosive. So if you're asking me the choice between committing to Zion and really any one of the other, let's say, 35 marquee players in the NBA, I'm not certain that there's many that I wouldn't take over him simply because of that. I don't think he loves the game. I don't think he loves the work that goes into it. I think he loves, what did Trent Dilfer say? He said, you got to find guys that love football, not what football brings you. I think Zion is probably more of the guy that loves what basketball brings him, and he's just a freak. And he's a guy that you just can't rely on. And I don't know if that's all his fault, but at this point, I just, how is that going to change?
Well, he did play 70 games this year.
Yeah, he did. So, and then when it mattered the most, and by the way, that got you into the play-in, and then you're having 40 a night, and you pop a hammy.
So he's gone 24 games in his rookie year,
mm-hmm.
61 his sophomore year.
Yeah.
Then he didn't play for a full season.
Yeah.
Then he played 29 last year, and now 70.
Yeah.
So it's Greg Oden-like.
Yes. And I just...
And that doesn't get any better.
I'm one of those guys that...
But boy, I got to tell you.
The older you get, you usually don't get better. And that's tough to say because he's 23 years old. He's still got 5 to 8 years of prime.
I'd trade for him.
You'd roll the dice?
I would. I mean, obviously, I can't pay a premium.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, okay, how about this?
I think I would.
If you're telling me Portland, you're giving me the Blazers. Because this was some talk back when what ended up being the Scoot Henderson pick, right? There was some chatter about that. If you told me that I had to trade Scoot and let's go Sharp, like the two young, or Scoot and Anfernee, or Anfernee, you got to give two of the young three, right? We got Scoot, we got Sharp, and we've got Simons. That's your three. And by the way, we're back to the guard thing. But you got three of those. You got to give up two of those.
Simons and Scoot.
And probably going to have to throw in a draft pick too.
Yeah.
Sure.
You doing that?
I'll do it.
I'd do it too.
I'd do it. Well, I wouldn't do it in next year's draft if you had a top three pick. But you got to give up this year. Yeah, I'd roll the dice. I'd roll the dice with a 23-year-old Zion and be like, just... Find a way to get through to that guy. Find a way to keep him healthy, and you have one of the most unstoppable forces in the NBA, and then you cross your fingers. I mean, Philly's got a little bit of this with Embiid. I mean, Embiid's an MVP, and when he's playing, Philly can beat most teams in the NBA and is a legitimate title contender, but you're always holding your breath and hoping that he can be out there. And I think with a guy like Embiid and probably with Zion, the goal, Shaq had this, the goal is not to get him 70 games. The goal is to get 65 out of him. 65 and be healthy during the postseason. And I felt bad for Zion that hammy popped because that was a tie game with 3 minutes left and LA had zero answers for him.
Well, Embiid has been much more healthy than Zion.
Yeah.
So he went 31 his rookie year, but then 63.
Well, he didn't play at all his rookie year, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he had two seasons.
Yep, and he didn't play at all.
Foot injury. So his first year, 22 years old, he was 30. He played 31 games. Then he went 63, 64, 51, 51, yeah. 68, yeah. 66, and this year back down to 39.
And by the way, I think that's just what you're going to get out of Embiid. He's not ever going to give you 68, 70 games, and that's fine.
I don't really know why these bigs even play before February.
Well, that was my thing with Yao. I was always up to Yao Ming, I was like, just sit his ass for 50 games, and then you've got 30 to ramp him up and then have him play in the postseason. Something tells me Adam Silver would poop a nickel.
Remember tail end of his career, Roger Clemens was doing that? He'd be like, he wouldn't start games till he was in like late June, and they'd get ready for a playoff run, and there you go.
Let's be honest, Shaq did this for most of his career. Be like,
Shaq was the revolutionary on all this.
He'd be like a month before the season, and then Shaq's like, I gotta have toe surgery. And you're like, why didn't you do this at the beginning of the summer? I don't want to talk about it.
He'll be back in March, and then they'll win another title.
And he'll be back, and he was, you know, he'd always come into camp kind of fat and out of shape for Shaq. And by the time the playoffs rolled around, you're like, oh my God, here he comes again. You know, it'd be nice if you could find guys that were motivated to be year-round beasts, but...
Yeah, but with those big dudes, man, they got a pace.
Yes.
82 games is too much for them. And then you got the postseason.
Yeah.
You know, get out of here with that. They're not stupid. Yeah. They ride them too hard. So those, especially the brittle big guys.
Yep.
So I don't know. Anyway, on the AAA heating and cooling poll question today, which of these words best describes the NBA's play-in tournament? Meh gets 60% of the vote so far. 23% said lame. So 83% are indifferent or hate it.
Hmm.
Only 17% said rad. I'd vote for rad.
It makes the end of the year more interesting because you're fighting for seeding. And I don't know. I think those one-and-done games are interesting. Now, some of them end up being duds. Like the Golden State-Sacramento game wasn't really competitive. But it still was. I ended up watching at the end because I thought that it was the end of a dynasty. And watching Klay like leave the floor, it got my eyeballs. And I promise you that the last game of the regular season wasn't going to do that. So I do think there's some intrigue to it, and I think it makes it interesting. And, you know, kind of the shuffling and you know, the, you know, it, like Philadelphia is a team that no one in the 1-2 or the 1 or 2 spot wanted to see Philadelphia. So I just...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're not an NBA fan, I can see where this doesn't move the needle for you. But if you're a casual NBA or a diehard NBA fan, I don't know how you can say that the play-in thing hasn't been good. It's like when the playoffs expanded in Major League Baseball. If you like baseball and it gives you more meaningful baseball and not oversaturated, it's not like expanding the NCAA tournament to 96. This has been a win-win for me.
Well, anytime you get into a sport where they play the 7-game series to decide who's better.
Yeah.
If you get those same sports into one and done scenarios, in other words, a game 7 scenario, you got something.
Yes.
It has it. It has that juice.
Yeah.
And that's what these games have. At least I think on some level. And they, the last few weeks, last month of the NBA season is a total bore.
Yep.
It's pretty much all seeding is, it's not pretty much all decided, but, you know, some teams don't care. Other teams are tanking. It's just a mess and it's really boring. And it's like, why don't we just end this and just start with the seeding that we have here? So this way, it keeps some teams going, they're playing harder down the stretch because they want to avoid the play-in.
Yes.
They want to get into those seeds where they don't have to play in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
So it kind of keeps – it's. I don't think it's foolproof in that way, but it keeps the league a little bit more interesting down the stretch, and they desperately need that.
Yeah. And then last year we even saw a team like Miami go through the play-in and made the damn finals. They got hot, and you tell me last year that story with Jimmy Buckets and the Heat, that wasn't interesting? I mean – I know that for me it was a bit nauseating, but this year to down the stretch, the Laker Warrior thing and those two teams to me are irrelevant. But it gave some juice to some of the talk that, you know, you have two all-time greats in Steph and LeBron that are fighting to be one of those play-in teams. And is that a team that Oklahoma City or Denver? I mean, it adds some intrigue to it. I just don't see the negative behind it. Even if you don't love it, I don't see the negative.
All right. Vote on our poll question. It is up there on X at 1080 The Fan. When we come back, we have Sportsnext Browns moving to Baltimore situation. It's really fascinating, this hockey thing.
Yeah.
Hockey. Do you know hockey?
I do.
Where they skate?
I do love it. No offense to the NBA, but I will take the Stanley Cup playoffs over it every time.
All right, so we'll get to that next. It is 4:05 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.